This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Lunar New Year is almost here. It's the most important holiday on the Chinese calendar, falling on January 22nd in 2023. Over the past 3 years, celebrations have been pretty muted. China's zero COVID policy has kept many people from moving within the country. In recent days, the government has been loosening its rules, including dropping the requirement for negative PCR tests to travel domestically. But years of restrictions have tested family bonds, especially among those who work miles away from their families, like factory workers who manufacture cheap stuff for us to buy. Here's our China correspondent Jennifer Pak with one man's story.
The Lunar New Year is like Thanksgiving and Christmas all rolled into one. It's big. Even bigger for folks like factory worker Xie Yifei. He works in southern China's Shenzhen, while his wife and children live in a different city with his in-laws.
I usually go home once a year during the Lunar New Year holiday. I don't see my family at other times because it isn't easy to ask for leave at the factory. Also, I wanted to work more to earn more.
He saw his wife and sons as usual in January 2020. But 2021 was a different story. The COVID-19 virus was becoming more contagious.
That Lunar New Year, my wife and I worried about our children catching COVID because their immune systems are weak. They stayed with my mother-in-law instead. Only me and my wife went back to my hometown to visit my mother.
Another year passed, and his son said, "We've not seen our father in 2 years. We don't need him." So ahead of the Lunar New Year this past February, Xie Yifei reunited with his family. He met his wife and children at the Guangzhou rail station, and together they headed to his hometown in neighboring Guangxi province. This was no easy feat.
When I was preparing to go back to my hometown, the village cadre called and said, "Don't come home for the Lunar New Year," because Shenzhen had medium risk areas.
He says the area where he lives in Shenzhen was not one of them at the time, but that didn't sway village officials. They said if he came back, he'd have to quarantine in a government facility for at least 12 days at his own cost, but he took the gamble anyway. At last count, there are 171 million people in China who left their hometowns for jobs. Their sacrifices are the reason Americans can buy cheaper products. But it's not easy for them to work away from their families. An online video shows a son grabbing onto his mother in eastern Anhui province. "Mama, don't go," says the boy. "I don't want money. I just want mom." But people who come from the countryside can't just move with their families. There's a sort of internal passport system that allows them to work in big cities but not settle there. Again, Xie Yifei.
"If my kids are in Shenzhen with me, they won't qualify for free public school. They'd have to go to a private school. I can't afford that."
While COVID has forced people in the U.S. to rethink their work situations, Xie Yifei doesn't have the same luxury.
"My life is kind of miserable, but I have no choice. I can't live like my father's generation and grow crops at home, because that doesn't earn enough. But it doesn't feel like home where I work. So I have a home I can return to, and there's not a home for me in the place I live in."
In the end, Xie Yifei did make it to his hometown with his family last February without having to quarantine. On the trip home, he shot a video of him checking his son's homework. They sound like a regular family. But off camera, Xie Yifei says things felt different.
"When I saw my sons, it felt like we were strangers. I'd ask them questions, but they didn't really say much. It felt like they didn't know me."
It's been 10 months since then. Xie Yifei says he's got another chance to reconnect with his sons for the Lunar New Year in January, COVID restrictions or not. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.